following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. What's your idea of perfection? What do you think it takes to achieve your goals? My name is Nico, and thank you for tuning into The Musician's Journey, The Pursuit of Perfection. Welcome to another episode of The Musician's Journey, The Pursuit of Perfection. Today, I have a special guest on. He's my roommate, in fact. His name is Gabe Sanchez. He played high school baseball, and he's pretty good from what I've heard. So this episode's theme is mainly about overcoming setbacks. And at least with me, there weren't many setbacks that I experienced throughout my musical career, mainly just not getting passing audition into like a higher band. But from what I've heard about you, you've had quite a lot of injuries during your baseball career. So if you don't mind, just give a short breakdown of how many injuries and like what they were specifically.
So let's see, I would say 4 big injuries throughout my whole baseball career in high school. So freshman year, got recruited in and tore my rotator cuff. That was a big setback. I didn't have surgery for that though, just because money was a little tight. But I ended up coming back after a lot of physical therapy. Then came back, did really good throughout all of my sophomore year. Got a couple D1 scholarships. But then towards the end, I tore my meniscus. That was the biggest setback for me, just because I was just reaching like kind of my peak. So that really put me in a dark place. Didn't get surgery for that too, because money again. So just went to, I want to say, 9 months of physical therapy until I was like fully, like my knee was fully healed. So then we came back for my junior year, did really good, got all my scholarships back, was talking to a lot of coaches, going into summer ball, still performing at a really high level. But then I went to a visit to Ball State University, Indiana. I was practicing with the team. We were just playing a game. And then I felt a pinch in my back. I didn't really know what that was, so I just kept going through it. We had team lifts the next day, so I went to those lifts. We were squatting quite a lot of weight, and then my back just like collapsed, dropped the weight. Everything was on the floor. I was on the floor. Went to the hospital. They did MRI. And the CT showed that I had 2 herniated discs. And that was it, really. That really set me back. I lost my scholarship from that school, all the other schools. Really, my ability to play the outfield. It's because I couldn't really run. Because several months later, I had back surgery. And that recovery was even worse. I was sort of paralyzed from the waist down for a month and a half. Couldn't walk, couldn't do anything. I went into the injury 160 pounds, came out of the injury 230 pounds. So that was a real setback. But I just kept working, kept fighting in therapy, month after month after month, trying to get back. Always had thoughts about quitting baseball. It's just because, like, I don't know if my body could take anymore. But I kept pushing. Then towards the end of senior year, I came back to play again. I ended up becoming a pitcher because I couldn't perform well in the outfield anymore. So I started practicing a lot because I had never pitched before. It was really like, not necessarily my first time, but it was the first time I took it seriously. So I was in the bullpen every day working on new pitches, working on gaining velocity on all my pitches, really. I ended up becoming a really good pitcher, actually. I was the best pitcher in my Catholic league with the lowest ERA. But I knew that at the end of that season, it was going to be it for me. Like, I knew I wasn't going to try and perform at the next level because my body really couldn't take it. But my parents really pushed me to go into summer ball to try and, like, play there, try and get a scholarship or something out of it. So I ended up going in. Really good. My summer ball coach, he's really cool. I've known him for a long time. He still thought I had a chance at being an outfielder. So we tried that. I wasn't fast in the outfield at all. If anything, I was the slowest person on the field. So I went back in. Then I want to say our first game back, he put me in as a pinch runner on second base. So one of my buddies hit a line drive to the outfield. I'm rounding third to go home and pull my hamstring. And at first I thought it just like a cramp. So try to walk it out, stretch it out, rub it out, you know, whatever I had to do. I had to go up to bat. So I went up to bat, swung, and just felt a big tear in my hamstring. And I knew after that it was just over. Like I just knew, like, the whole back of my leg was just purple. So I'm like, yeah, no, there's no way I'm playing again. But after like a month of therapy, all that stuff, my parents pushed me to go play again. So went to go play again. It was our second to last tournament. I started off on the field at third base, and I was doing pretty well. My hamstring wasn't affecting my play at all. I was diving for balls, running for balls, all that good stuff. But it wasn't until my at-bat that it was a 2-2 count. Pitcher threw a hanging curveball. I hit a line drive up the middle, and I started sprinting to first, and I felt a pop, and like tripped and fell onto the ground. The ball was in the outfield, and they managed to get it in and still throw me out at first while I was like hobbling to first base. Have it all on video. It was insane. But then, yeah, after I stepped on first, fell onto the ground, immediately just started crying because it was over. I played baseball for 14 years. All those 14 years of just trying and trying, just down the drain. Because I really couldn't do anything after that. Like, that's when I hung up the cleats, hung up the jerseys, all that stuff. Everything just went into the garage. Had to go to therapy again for like 3 months to try and get my hamstring back. Parents were devastated. My mom especially. I felt a lot of resentment from her just because her dad was a baseball player. So she really hoped that for me to like become a professional baseball player. And I guess I kind of took away that like memory of her dad, like the one that made her the happiest. So I felt that was really bad. But I just kept telling myself like maybe like baseball wasn't for me. Like maybe there was like another option, like, because everything happens for a reason. I believe everything happens for a reason. So it was like maybe I was never really supposed to pursue baseball past the high school level. Maybe I'm just supposed to chill. And I got into lifting, which I haven't found any problems with my body. I've been lifting for a full year now, ever since my hamstring. And everything's been good. Body's been well. So I feel like I really came back from that. Mentally, I feel like I'm back, but like I still feel a lot of pull, if that makes sense. Like there's still a lot of stuff I need to overcome, but I feel with lifting, it's really helping me overcome all that. And yeah, that's the story.
Goodness. Well, thank you for sharing that, Gabe. And as you were talking about in your story, from what I could recall, most of your motivation and your drive for wanting to continue and push forward into pursuing your career in baseball, most of that came from your parents. And I'm just curious as to if were there any other driving factors besides your parents?
Of course, my parents played a big role all my life, really pushed me, really gave me all of the resources to be the best I could be. But my grandfather, he was probably the biggest driving force for me. He died when I was young. I was 13 years old. I just started doing good in baseball when he sadly passed away. But him passing was really a driving force to like carry on his legacy, because he was drafted to play for the Cardinals. So was his son. So I was kind of like that legacy of just like a generation of baseball players, if that makes sense. And so, yeah, he was probably one of my biggest driving forces of why I kept pushing. Just like the thought of him, like if he could see me now, he could be so proud. So I just pushed and pushed every day. And even though I got back and fell down and got back and fell down, like even now, like when I'm not playing baseball, away from the baseball field, I still push because of him. Like every day in the gym is because of him, because of my family, just trying to make them proud, hopefully.
Thank you for sharing that, Gabe. As you know, we've talked about this stuff before when we were just getting to know each other as dorm mates, but I never really grasped the journey of what your high school baseball career was. And like many, I can assume, I can never truly understand what you've gone through, because I haven't personally gone through something like those many ups and downs. But I can definitely appreciate what you've done, and it shows up in you, who you are today, your personality, how you carry out all of your work. And you know, I feel like you're definitely accomplishing that goal of making your family proud. Absolutely. All of us hope so. But all right, as the episode's coming to an end, Gabe, I just wanted to talk on one more point of rerouting your drive and effort from a sport that you weren't physically able to do anymore into something like lifting, as you were talking about. So just like baseball, were there any influences that got you into lifting?
So my biggest thing was, all my life, I've been known as the skinny kid. Like my grandparents would always try and feed me and feed me and feed me, and I'd never get bigger. And I was always kind of like made fun of that by my family, because I was like, oh, like they used to call me flaquito, which in Spanish is skinny boy. So like that was probably the biggest factor, just proving them wrong that like I'm not a skinny kid. Like I can be big, I can be strong, because I was always the weak link of the family. And so really proving people wrong in general was probably my biggest driving factor into going to the gym. And gym, I feel like it's a big thing in my life, probably one of the biggest things in my life. It helps me with so much, like mental clarity, my mental health in general, how like I could be really, really sad one day. And if I just go to the gym, it just changes me completely. I'll go in this sad kid, come out happy, energetic. And I just feel like for people in general, if you're ever feeling down or just out of it, go to the gym. Go to the gym, workouts, or maybe you don't even have to work out. You just chill, go on the treadmill, go on a Stairmaster, and just enjoy exerting energy, and your whole mood would change. And really, if you keep going, your whole life will change.
Well, thank you again, Gabe, for those wonderful words of encouragement. And as this podcast is about what it takes to achieve success, this was a really productive episode in helping you, the viewer, find out what does it take to achieve success. So thank you for tuning into yet another episode of The Musician's Journey, The Pursuit of Perfection.